She be low key stalking me forever. We look like the mafia forever. You just say imposter, you ain't real for real.
Hey, welcome back to I'm Just Talking. We're back. This is your boy Malcolm D.
It's Luther, man. How y'all doing, man?
Yeah, bro. We're fucking back finally. After long, bro?
Too long. A year hiatus, man. Over a year.
Hiatus, but you know, we've been busy. A lot's been going on. You know what I'm saying? There's just been a lot of stuff.
That's a fact.
Your job, all that. You know what I'm saying? How about you, bro?
You know, so but we back, man. Better. We about to get it rolling, man. NFL is back.
NBA.
NBA just started back last night, man. I'm excited, boy.
Yeah, I'm excited,
this,
bro.
This is my, bro. This time of the year, bro, is really Christmas. That's my birthday, yes, but this is my Christmas. NFL start. You got fantasy. You know, I'm in the fantasy. You know, and NBA, man. You know, being that
together.
This is bro. Bro, right, and it's the nigga. I can't say nothing. I'm speechless.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, we're shifting focus with this new podcast. You know, well, not new. We're just, you know, back. But you know what I mean. Yeah. We're shifting focus with it more to sports, NBA, NFL,
yes, indeed.
Boxing, whatever, you know. But it's going to be a lot of stuff too. It's going to be a lot of the culture in this as well. You know, stuff that pops up that we want to talk about, et cetera. But yeah, today, man, we're just recapping. NFL season's already started. NBA started last night, so we got a few topics on that. So I'm going to go ahead and let Luther, you go ahead and start it off, bro.
I want to talk about our NFL first. I want to talk about our teams because, you know, I'm an Eagles fan. Fly, Eagles, fly. I ain't gonna do the whole thing, but we 6-0, man. Bro, who would have thought, man? We 6-0, your team.
Four pretenders.
Negro, please. And your team, what's your team again? Let the people know.
You know what I'm saying. Baltimore Ravens, Flock Nation. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Hold it down. Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson, you heard? MVP. Three and three. But you know what I'm saying? The Ravens right now, you know, we just need to find a rhythm. You know, we're 3-3 right now. We lost a lot of games that were on us, you know, that we had big leads. And bro, we just let them come back and, you know.
That's it, bro. Y'all had big leads. And then, you know, at the end of the game, fourth quarter, bro. I don't know. Coaching, bad decision making. What do you think? What's your likes and what you like so far about your team and what you dislike about your team so far?
Well, I like the offense. The offense, you know, is scoring points. Lamar Jackson, he looks good.
Right.
But the thing is, we got this new defensive coordinator. You know what I'm saying? And
who's the defensive coordinator?
Some guy from Michigan. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, yeah. You had the Michigan coach that had Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
I
can't think of his name, bro. But, you know, it's the Harbaugh connection because, you know, our head coach, John Harbaugh, his brother, is the head coach for Michigan, the defensive coordinator, you know. They have that connection, so that's kind of why he got hired after Wink Martindale left the Ravens to go to the Giants.
Right.
So
doing an incredible job. So far there, but we talk about that too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but it's been an up and down season so far. I mean, it's been a lot of highlights, but it's still the beginning of the season, so we'll see what happens.
How would you grade Lamar's performance so far in the last six games? How would you grade him?
I mean, it's been good.
A B or C, D or F? What do you?
I mean, I would have to give an A- right now, B+, maybe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think of a lot of it as coaching decisions.
Right.
You know, kind of towards the Bills game. Let's talk about the Bills game. That was a big coaching decision. All they had to do was kick a field goal. Not saying that they wouldn't have gone down and scored, but it would have made it harder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They go for it, And then he ends up throwing the interception to Poyer. So that was a bad coaching decision. Kick the field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This last game as well, we were up. Bad coaching decisions. You know what I'm saying? Against the Giants. It's a lot of the coach, and it's a lot of this new defense, this new coordinator with the defense. You know what I'm saying? But offense looks good.
Bro, y'all, I'm not going to lie, man. Y'all defense is usually y'all strong suit, man. But y'all been looking like straight doo-doo juice.
Bro. Times are changing. Times are changing. You know what I'm saying? And Lamar, he spent the whole offseason going out to California with a throwing coach, a quarterback coach. 9 times he worked out with this guy. He got bigger. I mean, and we've seen the results.
Yeah. Now, Lamar can throw. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, no quarterback is perfect at all. You know, accuracy won't be there, but I don't know his stats off rip, but he looked to me like completion percentage should be up there, you know. And he does, bro. When are y'all going to get him a number one wide receiver? Let's talk about that. When are y'all going to get
him? That's the problem. The Ravens historically have never invested in the offense. They never wanted to pay big money to bring in top wide receivers or free agents. You know what I'm saying?
But why, based off of
so number one, I'll give you number one. The ownership is cheap. They look for bargain deals and try to, because that's how we won Super Bowls. They look for bargain deals. They're sticking to that philosophy. Oh, we can find guys for value and create a super team. That's just not working in this era. Days of doing that is over. You have to spend money on top guys.
That's true.
Number two, the Ravens have always been known for defense. Historically, big name offensive players have not come there unless they were at that like end of their career. You know what I'm saying?
Anquan Boldin, a la Steve Smith.
Yeah, but Anquan Boldin was good. Steve Smith, he was all right. But I'm talking about they weren't in their prime. You know what I'm saying? Right, they're not making play after play after play. That's another reason. Number three, I would say is. Nobody wants to come to Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore is not a popping city like L.A. or Miami or New York. You know what I'm saying? Or Dallas or one of these, you know, Vegas. It's not a big market team. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm about to ask you? Wouldn't you feel like you have a big name quarterback and a talent like Lamar that shouldn't matter? You know what I mean? Do you feel that way?
Yes and no.
Okay.
You gotta understand the mentality of these players now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's looking for the bag. Everybody wants to be where, you know, they want to be at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I get it too. I respect it. You know, everybody want to get the bag and stuff like that. You know, but you can get the bag. I mean, there's no problem. But do you want to win?
Do you want to win? That's the problem. And I feel like we just decided. I mean, look, they're doing it again. Like they're signing DeSean Jackson, bro. Like, where has he been? What did he do in the last couple of years? You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna be the difference maker? No, he's not. He's just another veteran. He's just another Band-Aid on a big wound.
That's right on cue. Them old getting signed on old ass wide receivers.
That's their philosophy, bro. They've done that since, you know, Ozzie Newsome was the general manager, and they're sticking with that.
Round and pound, and, you know, but, and then, you know, throw it when you have to.
We've always been able to run the ball, bro, but it's we need that number one. We need a Davante Adams. We need a, you know, somebody of that caliber. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
DK Metcalf, any number one wide receiver you can think of. I mean, he got paid, bro. He got paid. The people are hating on him, but look at his numbers. You know, I would take him over a lot of receivers, bro. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Caliber receiver, a big receiver, a guy who can go up there and catch the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what Lamar needs. He doesn't need these little speedy receivers. He needs a big wide receiver, like a DK Metcalf or like, you know, somebody or like a Hopkins or somebody, a Mike Evans, somebody that can go up and get that ball 50-50 and come down with it. You know what I'm saying? 90% of the time.
I'll say this, and I get. Are you done? You done talking about the team?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Okay, I'll say this about the team. They need, at the end of the day, they need to play Lamar. Because they're kind of it's still like they're trying to see if he's gonna, you know, pan out the way they want him to, and it's like they still saying you got to show us more. How much more do you want the man to show you? The man is an MVP. The man has been winning ever since he came in the league without a top wide receiver. You have Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews emerged last year as one of the top two tight ends. But you have to give the man at least give him wide receiver. Like we said, DK. I mean, guess DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him somebody that he can work with down the field. You know what I'm saying? Get open. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. If you look at the teams that have won the Super Bowl in the last couple of years, they've had a certified number one receiver who made plays in the playoffs, i.e. last year, Cooper Kupp went off.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The Bengals had Ja'Marr Chase went off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they made it. The passing game with a bona fide number one receiver is what's going to win you Super Bowls. Not running the ball. Yes, you have to run the ball. It'll help get you there, but what's going to get you over the top is having a bona fide number one receiver that can get you touchdowns and that you could put it up against anybody, and they're going to come down with the ball 50-50.
An elite freaking quarterback. Good to elite quarterback. You need a...
Yeah. Of course, but we already got an elite quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
That's my little spiel on the Ravens. But besides that, the whole NFL, bro, I mean, it's really close right now. It's the beginning of the year.
Man, you know, bro, it's been weird. It's been weird because the teams that you thought, like, we getting that, like I said, I'm talking about my team, but like Tampa Bay and the Packers.
I mean, we already know what's going on with Tampa Bay. Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? Bro, these women get you crazy, bro. They be fucking up your work performance.
They can, bro. That lady said, that woman said, hey, it's either me or your work. That nigga said, all right, man, let me get my stuffy head out, man. I'm going back.
I mean, anybody can relate to this. I mean, anybody out there who has a wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, significant other knows that, you know, relationships are tough, man. And these celebrities and pro athletes, they human. You know what I'm saying? They deal with the same problems, contrary to popular belief. They deal with the same problems, and, you know, we're kind of seeing the effects of that with Tom Brady. I mean, he doesn't look like Tom Brady after coming off a historical season. Despite age and all that, so
yeah, bro, the offensive line, as you know, a lot of them left last year because, you know, free agency, and they thought, you know, Tom Brady was going. They didn't know Tom Brady was coming back, so you got that issue. Then the DBs and the secondary is not that good as it was last year and previous year. The front seven is good, that they stopping the run for the most part, but that damn secondary. Yeah, it's not what it is or what it once was. So I feel like they got injuries too.
Injuries to, you know, Julio Jones had been injured.
Yeah.
Godwin was injured, but you know, and that's really what it is, you know, their wide receivers aren't there. Yep. Suspended for a game. But
protecting his quarterback.
I think it's a combination of that and, you know, his home life, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, we can speculate. We don't know what's going on, but it just seems like, I mean, he doesn't even, like, his demeanor when he's in interviews and all that is not even like the same of like what we're usually used to seeing from him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
He just looks different. I mean, his face looks sunken. You know, he looks he just does it. There's something about his aura that's just like off.
I had a joke for Tom Brady, but I was kind of slow to doing the joke because of I didn't know what he was going through because bro, I ain't gonna lie, he looked like Bruce Jenner. Like the nigga look like Bruce Jenner, not Caitlyn. He like Bruce.
Oh damn,
Kardashian Bruce. I said, what the fuck? What the fuck? I said, this Bruce?
Oh shit!
What the fuck going on?
Next thing, that nigga gonna come out with lip fillers. Oh,
all right, man.
But yeah, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but yeah. So let me go my team before we jump into Aaron Rodgers and all that. My team's 6-0. My team, I wouldn't say it's a surprise, but it's a surprise to most because everybody said, well, we don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to be, you know, the start of the season, you know, in the offseason. Is he going to be, can he take that next step? And we seeing it, bro. He taking that next step. The only thing about Jalen Hurts to me, he has to get, you know, his pocket awareness, of course, can't be better, you know, and he has to get better at throwing a receiver open. You know what I'm saying? But he's improved a lot. His pocket presence is better. But
how do you think the Eagles are overall?
I give my team an A minus two because we start the game off so goddamn well. We scored the most second quarter points to any other team, you know, this season. But in the second half, it's like we coast. I don't know what it is. Like we take the foot off the gas. We haven't played a complete game yet. You know what I'm saying? So defensively, the secondary is great. That Gardner Johnson looked like, you know, hopefully we keep him. Bradbury, you know, he get beat sometimes, but he's been playing good. You know, Slay, he arguably could be considered, you know, the defensive player of the year candidate. Front seven is stout. Jordan Davis is looking like the first round pick that we picked up. He looking like the first round draft pick. We just need to get him more snap. The offensive line, probably the best offensive line in the league. You saw when Jason Kelce went out last week. You know when he got injured.
Yeah.
You saw how that line was not the same. So we need Jason Kelce, probably the best offensive lineman in the league. Running game, probably the best running game in the league with Jalen Hurts.
Well, now that they're actually using Miles Sanders last year not getting a single fucking touchdown.
Yeah, and that was weird. I'm like, why the heck? He showed you last year that he has the burst and the quickness and the explosiveness to you know, to do well and to succeed, you know, with this team. So I know Jalen Hurts is a bigger body. Jalen Hurts, you know, we do QB sneaks all the time. I remember last week, the week before last, we did like three quarterback sneaks in a row. So I'm like, what the? Yeah, so I'm glad he got his, you know, he got his touchdown in the red zone this year. Hopefully it's many more to come. But other than that, bro, I like it, man. I love it, man. We have the schedule that we have coming up, bro. I'm not saying we're gonna go undefeated.
Y'all not going undefeated, nigga. I don't want to hear that. Nah,
yeah. That's not what I'm saying. But look at our schedule. We got the Steelers.
You can hope, yay. But all right, bro. All right. Fly, Eagles, fly, I guess. So let me ask you this. Who is the best quarterback in the league right now?
Best quarterback in the league? I'm gonna give you three, and I'm gonna explain why I put these three. I'm gonna give you Pat Mahomes, not in order. Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. I'm gonna have to say Lamar. I'm sorry with Lamar. Lamar is dynamic, as we know. The only thing that knocks Lamar, he doesn't have the number one wide receiver, and sometimes, you know, he's inaccurate. Short yardage. And middle, you know, in between the numbers. But other than that, he's top three. Josh Allen. Dude got a cannon. his accuracy. That throw he made to Dawson Knox last week as the closing touchdown, bro. That's one of the best throws he's ever thrown. That bro, I know how you feel about Josh Allen, dog. I know. And the Bills,
bro. Okay, I'm gonna give you my little spill on Josh Allen in a second here.
I know, bro, but the dude is one of the ones, bro. You can't deny it. Can't deny it. It's arguable he's the best in the league, but he's not. That boy Pat Mahomes, the stuff that he does, even though he had a bad game last, you know, that last interception he threw wasn't good, and that was a great play by Teron Johnson. Bro, this dude can make every throw that you want, every single throw, bro. Sidearm, nigga, it doesn't matter, bro. The dude, and he's doing it without Tyreek Hill. Remember what I said? I said, oh, they ain't gonna be what they was before, man. They're gonna take a step back.
That was the Twitter opinion. Yeah,
that wasn't a Twitter opinion.
Not anybody that actually watches football.
But no, because bro, I'm like Tyreek Hill. For what it's worth, Tyreek Hill was a deep threat. So I'm like, they love throwing that deep ball. Yeah, they love throwing that deep ball and throwing crossers. You know, because he can outrun, you know, pretty much everybody in the league. But I'm like, you signed Juju. I'm like, okay, but Juju haven't really shown anything in the last couple of years. A la his quarterback was Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger arm turned into a noodle the last 2 years. So, but other than that, you didn't really have no big name wide receiver. He got Kelsey. We already knew him and Kelsey relationship. We already knew that was going to be stout. So I was saying the offense and the sub, the run game. CEH came out swinging, but you know, kind of declined. So they're doing running back by committee. So. It just takes a testament how nice he is and how great he is, man. You know, throwing the receiver open, man. The accuracy, man. Just the awareness in the pocket, bro. It's amazing, man. Dude is the best. He's the best.
Yeah. Now I'm going to give you my top three quarterbacks, starting with who I think is the best quarterback in the league. And no, I'm not going to say Lamar Jackson. I'm also going to go with Patrick Mahomes, bro. He is doing things that nobody in the league can do, bro. As far as accuracy, throws down the field, improv.
Yes.
I mean, total control of the offense, not turning the ball over. I mean, it's a total package. On top of that, if he wants to take off, he can take off. That's a very underestimated ability of his. People think he's not that fast. He has sneaky speed.
No, he can move. He ain't fast. I don't think he's fast. He,
he's bro, he's not slow. He's not slow. That's what I say. People say like, oh, he's not fast. Yes, he is, bro. Look at him when he runs, bro. I'm talking about game speed. I'm not talking about any combine numbers or anything here. Right. I'm talking about game speed. Look at him taking off. Yeah. But people underestimate that because he doesn't rely on that. He only does it out of necessity. He doesn't rely on that like, you know, Lamar Jackson. You know, he could go for 100 yards every game if he wanted to. Or Josh Allen. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't rely on that. And that's why people be like, oh, he's slow. Or no, he's not, bro. Look at the film. No, he's not. But he would be my number one, bro. You can't deny his success, Tyreek Hill or not. Like, look what he's doing this year already. Look at the numbers. Top five in yards, you know what I'm saying? Completion percentage, all that. Touchdowns. And that game against the Bills, they definitely had a chance to beat them. And that's a really good defense.
They were going down the field
with against that defense. They were playing them really good until he threw that uncharacteristic interception. Good on the Bills for that that cornerback guy. I don't even know his name. Teron Johnson to undercut that route and get that interception. But Patrick Mahomes knows better. He could have just thrown that out and played another down. But kudos on them. They won the game. Whoop de whoop.
Them getting Von Miller really changed the dynamic of that team, bro.
Kansas City. I mean, look what happened at the half, right? At halftime, they did the same shit they did to them last year in the playoffs. They had 12 seconds left. and he got him to go down and get a field goal to tie the game up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's the best I've seen, but off Kansas City, we already know what that's going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, I would have to say Lamar Jackson. I would have to say Lamar Jackson, bro. He's the most dynamic football player we've seen in a generation.
Yep.
His passing has got better every single year. We've seen that this year. His running's always been there. He's probably going to rush for another 1,000 yards this year. I mean,
you're on pace.
The touchdowns, all I would say right now is with him is he needs to stop making hero plays.
I'm going to say, he got like 10 touchdowns, right? Like 10, 9.
Oh, he has like 12. He has like 12 passing touchdowns.
Just the turnovers, like you said,
hero plays. It's unnecessary plays where, you know, he feels like he has to do it himself, which he doesn't. So that's why they're trying to make these signings like DeSean Jackson and da-da-da-da-da to, you know, limit some of those hero plays or somebody that could potentially help him out. But, yeah, I would say him with the running and the just being a dynamic player, I would say he's the second best in the league right now. And this might be a shocker for my third one. Jalen Hurts.
No, hold on.
No, bro. It's my turn, bro. Jalen Hurts. You got to look at the numbers. I don't want to hear any bullshit. People have been sleeping on him. I even slept on him last year. But this year, the numbers don't lie, bro. And wins don't lie. I mean, look at his numbers. And if you look at the numbers and him and Lamar Jackson's numbers, they are very close. Even last year, they were very close. Right now, I'm saying right now, Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. He's in the conversation. Look at the numbers, bro. Before you say anything, look at the numbers, bro. And this is your team.
All right, man. Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Are you finished? First of all, Marlon, why do you always disrespect Josh Allen, man? Why do you do this?
Josh Allen's a bitch, bro. He's overrated.
But, bro, how is he overrated?
Bro, first of all, if you look at the totality of their team, bro, he's getting bailed out by the defense multiple times. The only reason why they're able to score that many points or come back in games is because of the defense. And we all know this. Look at the Miami game when everybody on their defense was hurt and was out. What happened? They sucked. I mean, and they lost the game.
I mean, can we talk about last year in the AFC?
Bro, we don't give a fuck about last year. I mean, we could talk about that too. We could talk about that. How their fucking coach is ass. Bro, how their fucking coach is ass and can't manage a clock.
I'm talking about just the quarterbacks for a minute.
Bro, he had a good game.
He had a great game.
It's one of the greatest playoff games of all time. But guess who won it? The best quarterback in the league, Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, yes, the coaching was better, and they executed at the end of the game the way they're supposed to. We know this, but what I'm not going to see, and Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. That's my quarterback. That's one of my favorites, and I believe in Jalen Hurts. I say, yo, give him another year with Sirianni, and they're going to be fine. But to sit here and say Josh Allen is not a top three quarterback, nigga, no. Nigga, he is.
Nah. He is,
bro. Jalen Hurts is having a great year. He's improved tremendously. But he's not better than Josh. He's not better than Josh Allen, bro. He's not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right now he is.
I mean, we're not talking about
totality of career and how that's going to pan out. We don't know that yet. We're talking about currently, right now. Look at the numbers.
Josh Allen's the only thing that he got over than Josh Allen is rushing touchdowns.
Look at the numbers, bro.
Bro, the numbers.
Look at the efficiency ratings, bro. Look at the numbers, bro.
Let's look at the numbers. Okay. You love numbers. But, let's look at the numbers.
Hey, bro, everybody's on Josh Allen's dick right now because they want him to be the face of the league, and it's not going to happen. He's not going to – it's obvious that they're trying to force Josh Allen to be the face of the league.
You don't have to force nothing. His playing is doing is what is going for.
But he's not the best quarterback in the league, though. I know. So why are they trying to force him?
He's 1A to Pat Mahomes 1B. All right,
he's Cam Newton, bro. He's Cam Newton in a white face.
Jesus Christ. All right. don't say anything. Let me talk. Completed 67% of his passes. He leads the league in yardage, and he leads the league in touchdowns. 17 touchdowns, excuse me, to 4 interceptions. Okay. And hell, let me go to his rushing real fast. Let me go to his rushing. Yeah, he's not rushing like he usually do. And that's another thing. He's gotten better this year at timing his rushing and when he want to rush. He's not rushing, because I can rush. He's taking his time and he's really going through his progressions enough. And then he's like, okay, I'm gonna run if I don't see nobody open. All right, let's go to my guy Jalen. All right.
Yeah, bro. So.
Yeah, I just don't understand, bro. I really don't understand. But like I said, that's you have this thing with the Bills and Josh Allen. I don't get it. But we can move on. I'm sick of you already. I'm sick of you.
All right, bro. Enough about the NFL. Let's go to this NBA.
Oh, hold on. Before we do that, I want to ask a question. Who is your Super Bowl picks? That's what I want to do. Who's your Super Bowl picks right now?
Kansas City. And I would have to say, geez, that's hard. NFC is still kind of wide open.
It is.
Fuck it. I'm going to just go Kansas City and the Rams. Maybe the Rams will run it back.
The Rams?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Eagles and Bills.
Nah, I'll take that back. Kansas City and the Eagles.
Okay. Got you. All right.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because the Bills, they're going to flop in the playoffs. And the NFC, there's really no strong teams right now. It's still early, but Tampa Bay might be in the mix there too. But
yeah, you still, like I said, the best team in the tip, you got the Vikings. The Vikings is there. They've been playing good. They only lost it to the Eagles. who else in the NFC, man? The Giants. I mean, I think the Giants, I think that coaching is impeccable right now, and they got them players playing out of their mind. Oh, my God. I know, Zach, I know you're going to be listening to this, man. And all I want to say is Brian Daboll needed to leave the Bills so he can get away from that from under Sean McDermott's wing, man. He's
a great coach. Was man. The Bills.
He's a great coach, huh?
He was the Bills.
Man, he wasn't the Bills, man. Stop it. Stop it, man.
But anyways, off of this, let's talk about this NBA kickoff that happened NBA, last night.
Baby. So the first game we had Celtics. And we had the
76ers.
Yeah, 76ers. Now, before, disclaimer, and I know our boy gonna be watching too. Calvin, I'm saying this for you. I'm a grown ass man. I could change my damn mind if I want to about my picks, man. I'm not gonna change them more. I said the Sixers before, but I'm gonna go with the Boston. I'm saying this right now the other way. Boston Celtics versus the Memphis Grizzlies for NBA Finals. NBA Finals, baby. That's my NBA Finals. We're gonna talk about it later.
Because that, that's too soon. But conversation. But let's talk about these games last night, bro. So what do you want to go into? Let's go South.
That was the interesting game to me because that other game was trash.
No, it wasn't.
The Lakers versus the Warriors.
All right, bro. Let's go one at a time. We're gonna talk about both of them. So let's just strictly talk about the Celtics and the 76ers right now. What's your thoughts?
Off rip, the Celtics look looked good. Jason Tatum, he looked like he worked on his game. You know, last year he was getting stuck a little bit going to the basket and getting beat the spots, but it looked like, you know, this year, you know, he focused more on, you know, shooting off the dribble and rising up and shooting over the top. You know, dribbling a little bit, look, he's dribbling a little bit better. You know, he worked on his game, man. It's looking good so far. I know it's one game. Jaylen Brown, you know, looked good shooting, shot the ball pretty good last night.
I think go ahead.
I would say if you're gonna say Brogdon, man. That all coming off the bench. That's the difference right there, man. That was a great a great pickup, man. You still got Derek White. You got Vonleh. I think he came from, I want to say the Nuggets. Vonleh, but Vonleh gave you some good minutes last night. Robert Williams, man, they going to need Robert Williams come playoff time, of course. So hopefully he healthy by after All-Star break and before the playoffs, man. His defense and energy in that paint, man, it makes a difference. But like I said, that team is deep. And that team, man, that's going to be good. Marcus Smart, you know,
Their defense was great last night, but Malcolm was really good. I would say it's probably gonna set them over the top when it comes to, you know, later in the season and
a very good point guard in the league.
Eventually into the playoffs, barring health, of course. But they look complete, man. They look like they started right where they finished at last year. They look like a complete team, and the compliments that they made to the team are looking like they're fitting right in, although it is the first game, but they look really good. On the other hand, on the 76ers side, what the fuck is going on with Embiid and James Harden?
Let me tell you this.
Go ahead, bro.
Harden looked good last night. Besides that push off or that flop by both of them, by him and Marcus Smart last night. Besides that, he looked good last night. He looked good last night. Tyrese Maxey could have played better last night.
Joel Embiid could have played a lot better.
Joel Embiid, he's gonna be fine. Joel Embiid's MVP candidate, you know, last 2 years and they all could have played better, man.
This is my problem. This is what I saw last night out of Embiid, bro. When they got down, and this is why I say Embiid's a bitch. He does not have the mentality of a championship MVP caliber type player. Yes, he has the skill. I'm talking about the mentality here. He has the skill, of course. But when they got down last night in that game and he was missing shots or there was a turnover, this guy was lowering his head. He was nonchalantly going to the other side of the court like he wasn't in a fucking NBA game. You know what I'm saying? His whole demeanor, and he looked like a fucking toddler out there whining, not getting his way.
Well, let's be honest. But every NBA player whines. We're not going to act like that. That's not the norm. Every NBA player whines. But you have a thing with certain players, like Josh Allen in the NFL.
You cannot tell me last night that you didn't see the same things that I saw.
I saw the first game. I saw, you know, conditioning always going to be a thing in the first, you know, probably the first week of the season, the first few games. I saw some, you know, some mining. But, bro, Embiid is going to be fine, bro. Embiid is one of the best – he's top five player in the league. This is my thing about the Sixers, bro. I'm going to say this. I know. This is my thing about the Sixers. The Sixers need shooting. They need Tobias Harris to step up. That's the real issue right there. Tobias Harris got paid all that money. They kept him over Butler. So – he needs to step up. He needs to at least be consistent, give you 17, 18 a night, man. At least. Maybe 15 to 18. He has to step up. He has to be more consistent. They need a scrappy player. And maybe P.J. Tucker could be that for them. They got P.J. Tucker. But like I said, bro, that team, man, they have to do it. And coaching, man. Doc Rivers, man. Rotations, man. Like I said, you're going to see more of how they do. It's the first game. But like I said, this is off the first game. lack shooting. You know, they lack, you know, cohesiveness in their offense. You know what I'm saying? And
that's what I'm saying, bro. But like,
when they're more gritty, they need to be more gritty. What,
like, but Joel Embiid, quote unquote, supposed to be the best player on their fucking team, is, you know, whining like a little bitch and putting his head down and not getting down the court in transition after a turnover. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you playing like that? You want to be an MVP? You want to win a ring? It sometimes it doesn't. I feel like he's too big for his own head. You know what I mean?
Like I said, it's the first game, and I'm gonna give players grace. I'm gonna give them grace. But like I said, we this is just the first, you know, the reaction from the first game. So like I said, we're gonna have improvements. We're gonna see. Hopefully, we have improvements. We want to see things. All right, yeah. Okay, I get bro. I got 12:30, bro. But this move. What else we got? The Lakers versus the Warriors. That we don't have to go that deep into where is deep team. They pretty much got the same team they did last year. They're going to be good. They're going to probably go to the Western Conference Finals again. They're probably going to go to the NBA Finals. Probably win it again. The Lakers trash as simple trash as a simple team
are fucking geeky.
This is what I want to say. Pat Bev should not be starting whatsoever. If your team has that's how you know the team is bad, bro. Pat Bev is starting. Not saying Pat Bev is trash, even though I know my people that I know were like, nah, that nigga trash. And for what it's worth, I see niggas like him at the gym hooping every day. You know what I'm saying? So at eSporta, LA Fitness, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that team is not good, and Anthony Davis look out of shape. LeBron, Father Time, is looking that nigga in the face like, nigga, I'm right here. I missed you last 2 years, but nigga, I'm here, and nigga, I'm coming for you this year. So you nigga, do what you gotta do, pass that record, but nigga, when it comes to that end of the season, oh yeah, nigga, I'm right here. But
bro, I mean, they got that guy, fucking Matt Ryan, coming off the bench. I mean, he played a lot of minutes last night for his shooting. I don't think the fucking dude made 1 3-point shot, and that's what he was in the game for. His defense was ass. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't guarding nobody. And then he was doing pick and pop 3 points and just missing.
Yeah, and Reeves. Austin Reeves looked like one of the best players on their team.
Austin Reeves was getting fucking cooked too.
LeBron's going to be LeBron. He's going to get it together. He's going to get it together, and he's going to be LeBron. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have that athleticism anymore. You know what I mean? At this point, man, I'm going to say it. I was wrong. They not going to fit. They wasn't going to fit. My assessment was wrong on that. I admit that. Let's move on. And Lakers, they ass. They're probably going to be a play-in team, maybe. So,
yeah, bro. Fuck the Lakers.
So let me ask you this. Who is your and we I gotta go after this. Who's your MVP and who's your sleeper team? And what's one thing you're looking for in the upcoming NBA season?
Well, my MVP is gonna be Steph Curry.
Okay.
Or Giannis.
Right. I got Giannis leading the league in scoring this year.
Yeah, it's possible.
You haven't even need a squirrel.
It's going to be the Pelicans. Because, to your last question, I'm excited to see what Zion's going to do now that he's in shape and healthy. So,
be scary, man. People don't want to see that team like that.
Yeah. But
keep it funky, man. My MVP, Ja Morant. Ja Morant last year showed me that, you know, he's explosive. He's working on that perimeter shot, and you know, and he's one of the best or the best finisher at the rim. Great passer, playmaker. That team needs Jaren Jackson to really fully be, you know, at the optimal level, you know, at the optimal self. So, yeah, Ja Morant is nasty, and I was talking to Calvin. Shout out to nigga Kyle, fuck him too. He he was
he was talking about John Morant, you know, can't shoot off the dribble. And, you know, I said John Morant, he's going to show you his bag this year.
He can't shoot off the dribble.
He can't, but he doesn't do it regularly. You know, Calvin, the bag this, the bag that. Man, shut the fuck up. But man, nobody give a fuck about no bag, nigga. I mean, it look nice and shit and all that, but can you get the ball? Can you get the ball in the basket? Can you help your team win, help your team get to where you need to be? So
John Morant is a Westbrook clone.
Man, John Morant, man. Man, he's nice, man. He's nice. People say he overrated. I think he's right where he is. He coming into a superstar. All right. If not, he's already a superstar.
So, yeah.
All right, bro. I'm gonna ask you this. Can I do my get this off my chest? Our segment, our last in the segment. Can I get some off my chest
before we end off? Yeah, doing a new segment for everybody. Go ahead and tell them what it is.
All right. So basically, this segment is, you know, near and dear to my heart, because I have a lot of debates and arguments with Malcolm, a lot of debates and arguments with my friends about basketball, football, anything, you know. We men, and we love sports, and that's what we do. You know, we the common fan, of course. You know, our knowledge of sports stops at a certain point, but, you know, we love it, and we love debate. That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps us, you know, friends and stuff, talk shit and all that. But
Competition.
I will not take the disrespect of Steph Curry. I can't, bro. To say Steph Curry isn't a top player in the league, it's people way better than him. You don't know basketball, and it shows when people discredit, you know, Steph, because it's a system this and system that. You put anybody else in that in that system, you know, without Steph Curry in it, I don't think they do. I don't think they are who they are. You know, KD went there. Yes, KD got them two championships. Steph took a step back. KD left. Niggas won the championship again. KD's that dude, man. The efficiency, man, that he shoots, you know, in perimeter is incredible. And just him moving up the basketball off the dribble, you know what I'm saying? He could drive to the basket. Steph Curry is that guy. And for to people that's fronting on Steph Curry, watch more basketball. And stop being on other players. I'm gonna say eggplant. Get off the nigga eggplant. Get off the nigga eggplant and respect the greatness that you witnessing with Steph Curry. All right, man, I'm done.
All right, bro. Well, I don't have nothing to say to that other than, yeah, shut the fuck up. If you don't watch sports or you just in the fucking Twitter shut and your Instagram. Ass up, nigga. If you just entered the fucking Twitter and Instagram fucking comments, that's not fucking knowing anything about sports, bro. Watch the fucking games. No, watch the motherfucking games. Learn these fucking teams before you fucking comment. And stop just being a part of fucking the Twitterverse and every fucking thing else and not knowing what the fuck you talk about. That's all I got to say. That's what I wanted to get out off my chest. Stop being all a right. bitch. That's all I got to say. If you out there and you just in this shit the fucking for comments and likes, stop being a little fucking bitch. And actually do something with yourself, all right?
Yes, see, this is the Malcolm I love. This nigga
and
I love
I'm
right
just
here.
Talking.
We out.
All right, bro, we're out. Peace. Season 2, more coming.
Peace.
Peace.